Boudicca shouted an order. At once, the ranged chariots crashed forward, closing on the enemy ranks. A storm of spears flew toward the Romans, smashing into their shields with a din like 1,000 blacksmiths striking anvils. Another, and another. Then the chariots turned and sped away. The swordsmen leapt to the ground and ran toward the Romans, screaming. The men already on foot, not waiting for the chariots to pass, tore out among them, wild with the lust to kill. Many fell and were trampled. Some, careless or blind with rage, were caught by the chariot teams and mown down. Wounded Britons littered the field, and still the Romans had not spoken. Then their answer came. A black cloud of spears sprang from within their ranks and struck down into the attacking Britons. What had been a mass of charging men became a scatter, while the main part of the body writhed on the ground. Another cloud, and a third, and few were left to crash into the Roman lines. Those that did fell quickly, gored by sharp blades. Then the Romans advanced. Across the field they crept, still hidden behind the metal of their shields. A second wave of Britons poured against them and were beaten down, and then a third. The Roman line pressed on, relentless. British courage failed. Men turned and ran, fleeing in a craze of sudden fear. They reached the carts and pushed through them, some grabbing their children as they ran, others heedless of anything but their own impending fate.